Hi, Yaku. Hope you're doing well. It's Dr. Leslie from Cape Companions Vet Clinic. I've got a bit of a complicated case and I wanted to ask your advice on what we should do. And this guy is quite aggressive as well. It's a young ambulee. He is, I think I've sent it there in my history. He's only 5 months old and he had a fracture about a month ago already. They didn't seek any medical care, or they got it from some layperson or something, some sort of injectable. I'm not sure what it was. They didn't know. And then after 3 weeks, they came to us because the dog is now non-weight bearing. I kept the dog here on IV antibiotics for 3 days, and then took x-rays. And after we'd done the x-rays and basically had a full picture of what was going on, I advised the removal of the limb. The owners are very against removing the limb, and to a degree, I don't know if this dog will cope with three legs, because it's an ambulee, and it seems like the other front limb is collapsing. So anyway, I spoke to the owners about all of this, and they were very rude, and they threatened to euthanize me. I'll send you the screenshots of all the conversations if you like. And in the end, they said that they would go to Vetscape, but I got Vetscape to call them to make an appointment, but they just don't answer the phone, and they refused to go there for a surgical opinion. So now basically it's over a month now later, and that dog is still sitting with a osteomyelitis and a fractured limb and hacked off ears. And apparently they went to Animal Welfare Society yesterday, and they were seen by some Congolese vet. I tried to phone and get hold of the vet today, but he wasn't there. So I spoke to another vet, and the vet nurse or animal welfare technician that saw the dog there yesterday actually gave them our history, which we sent to them confidentially, you know, from vet to vet, because in my history, I've sent it to you now, you'll see it states that I would like to report them if they don't get, you know, some sort of surgical repair on this animal, because then it must rather be euthanized. And they gave the report directly to the owner. So now the owner's threatening us even more. So, yeah, I think I don't know how to go further with this. They actually advised I speak to you. And I know Seal speaks to you often, and she advised that I speak to you as well. So, yeah, that's basically where we're at. I'm just concerned this is a gangster type kind of guy, that he comes to the clinic and like burns our clinic down or does something to us while we're here. So yeah, I just wanted your advice on what to do further. And obviously I don't want this puppy to go and suffer its whole life without them having done anything. It is a really sweet dog.